الخلائق أجمعين خالق السماوات والأرضين ثم الصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وصفيه أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الذي سمي بالقرآن بطه ويوسين والمزمل والمدثر أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين ولتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الدائم الأبدية على أعدائه أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب الحكيم القرآن المجيد وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Indeed, today is the most challenging time for Ahlul Bayt, for Imam Hussein and for his companions. Today, the day of Ashura, the day of Allah, day of Ashura is day of Allah. Ashura is min sha'ir Allah. On this day, and because of this day, the efforts of 124,000 prophets, and especially the message which was revealed on the leader of all the prophets and apostles, were being saved. Islam was being saved by giving and sacrificing Imam Hussein's life, by giving the blood of Imam Hussein to Islam. Till today, Islam is still alive and is growing in a manner that the enemy is afraid that a day will come, and inshallah that day will come, that the flag of Hazrat Abbas from the hands of Imam al-Asr will be in every corner of this planet, because he is the Sahibul Liwa. Imam al-Asr, Imam al-Zaman, is the flag bearer of Imam Hussein. That flag has not fallen down. The flag of Hazrat Abbas. has not fallen down in Karbala. It has been taken from Hazrat Abbas. It has came into the hands of Imam Sajjad. If I say that it came to the hands of Hazrat Zainab, I don't think this was wrong. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, there were been flag barriers in Karbala. That flag never came down. Yes, even when the heads were on this head on the spears, that was the alam of Abbas. The flag was being taken from one city to another. Allahu Akbar. They thought, those tyrant thoughts, that we have crushed Hussein, and so now the story of Islam has been wrapped up. But they have mistaken. They made a blunder in that battlefield by slaughtering Imam Hussein and his companion and his progeny. Yes, but Imam Hussein gave that sacrifice which was being required by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save this Islam. For this Islam, Holy Prophet have thousands and hundreds of thousands of hadith in praising of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam. He praised Hazrat Fatima in several hundreds and thousands of hadith. But there is a unique hadith. There's a unique hadith for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And what is that? What is that? And why is that? Holy Prophet said, "Inna al-Husayn misbahul hidaya wa safinatun najah." Allahu Akbar. Hussein is misbahul hidaya. He is the lamp and light of guidance. Misbahul hidaya wa safinatun najah. And he is the ship of survivors. Man rakibaha faqat naja. Whosoever ride on that ship and board it on that ship will be prosper. Wa man tarakaha faqad halak. And who will not get this opportunity to ride on that ship and accompany Imam Hussein, that person who leaves Hussein will leave Allah. They will leave success and prosperity. A person cannot be successful and prosper in this worldly life and hereafter without being associated himself and herself with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein, who has been zoned into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has perished himself in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has hidden himself into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Imam Hussein's words were the words of Allah. Imam Hussein's action was according to the tenets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, his entire life was to seek the pleasure of Allah and to fulfill his obligations and responsibilities towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why he said, O Allah, the one who has not able to get your pleasure, what he able has got in this world. And the one who is able to seek your pleasure and acquire your pleasure, what he has lost. So in the eyes and views of Imam Hussein, whosoever has the pleasure of Allah in his life, that person is prosper. That person is Husseini. Husseini, Husseini. Yes, we all love to be called as Husseini. Even if our life is in danger and somebody asks, "Are you Husseini?" Yes, we will say we are Husseini. Because we love Hussein. We like to live like Hussein and we like to die like Hussein. We are not afraid of any tyrant people. All the atrocities going in the world is nothing for the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There is nothing for them. It's been said, the companions, how many companions there have been? 72 companions. You must have not heard about this thing. That when they reach in Karbala on 2nd of Muharram, they were not 72 people. They were around 42 people. Less than 42 people. Some companions like Habib ibn Mazahir joined later and some other people. But there was a group of 30 men, even till the night of Ashura, there were less people, around 40 people. But a group of Muslim people, they came to Karbala. They came to Karbala to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Mistakenly, they went towards the army of Amr ibn Sa'd. They saw that they are sitting around themselves, laughing, making fun, enjoying their life. And then they visited Imam Hussein's camp. They saw there were being people, there were being companions who are offering prayers, reciting Quran, making supplications. So decided to join Imam Hussein, and then the army of Imam Hussein became 72. Allahu Akbar. One side there was 72, and on the other side, at least the least number which has been mentioned in books was 30,000 men. Allahu Akbar. Is there any comparison in 72 people and 30,000 men? And the most number which has mentioned is 120,000 men against only 72 people. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, from any aspect there was no comparison. As per quantity, the number of army men of Yazid were much, much more. But if you see the quality of men, the quality of Islam, the quality of Iman, there is no comparison with these 72 companions of Imam Hussein and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam with those tyrant people. Although they were being reciters of Quran, memorizers of Quran were in the army of Yazid and Amr ibn Sa'd. But there is no comparison because they have lost their direction. They have lost their imam. They have chosen with their own will a wrongful imam. Imam al-Zalim, that was Yazid. They have chosen a bad leader for themselves. I mentioned in previous nights that it is very much important to find a great leader, a divine leader who can take us and guide us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed 12 divine and infallible leaders for us to guide the mankind, not only Muslims, but to the entire mankind till the day of judgment. The message, the guidance is all spread around the era till the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Yes, my dear. Today is the day of gham. We need to understand the importance of the day. What the message Imam has given to us. What message? just tabarrukan, just to get just one ayah in the continuation of our discussion, I will recite. Can you recite Salawat Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
In the same surah which we mentioned, that is Surah Furqan, we say, see the ayat, the qualities which we should possess to get the excellence. And Karbala is the height of excellence. The height of excellence of different dimensions of human being. If somebody would like to see in a nutshell that how a perfect man should be, they can see companions of the holy companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala. If you'd like to see the excellence of mankind, the perfection is in Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself. If you'd like to see the rise of excellence of mankind, it was can be shown very explicitly in the life of companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What it says, this ayah in verse number 72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورَ وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. These people, if we want to reach to the heights of excellence, then we should follow this verse as well. And they who do not bear witness to what is false, what is wrong, what is tyrant. Zur in Arabic is for tyrant, for falsehood, for wrongful act. That we should not bear something which is going around as a zur, as a false thing, a wrongful thing, a tyrant in this world. We should not be ignorant. Now in our time as well, at that time as well, at the time of the Imam Hussein, they wanted to put a crack in the teachings and the fundamentals of Islam. They changed the culture, they changed the teachings and interpretations of Quranic verses in the time of Muawiyah and then Yazid. They attacked education, ilm, which was from Quran. They attack culture, which includes our family system. They possessed what the finances of Islam. Allahu Akbar. An Imam, when he raised from Medina and left Medina, what he said, I would like to bring back Islam in his original shape, in his original face. Allahu Akbar. Imam Ali also said the same thing when he took the Khilafah and leadership in his hands. He said, Imam Ali said on that time, that I do not want to take this leadership. I was reluctant to take the leadership in that situation, but I only took this responsibility because Allah has given me this responsibility to correct the false thing, to make it correct, all those wrong things which has been taken, included into Islam. I should bring it out. And that's what Imam Hussein said when he left Medina. The lesson we should learn from Imam Hussein's uprise this day should able to shake us from inside, our souls, our minds, that the personality like Imam Hussein had to sacrifice his own life, his children, his progeny, his best companions, which no one can have amongst the Imams, Allahu Akbar. And we just pass by just like that by performing few rituals. That's it. This is our responsibility. No, my dear. The highest level of Irfan was there. Highest level of Irfan, fana fillah, can be seen in the fields and plains of Karbala, in the camps of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The highest level of Irfan can be seen in that. Imam Hussein alayhi salam has given and set an example for his followers, for his believers, for his lovers, that not to bow down in front of tyrants, and stood stand. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. Be strong and firm in your faith, even if you have to tender your lives and the lives of your children and your wealth, whatsoever you have, if you have to tender and sacrifice, you have to, but be firm. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ. Those who have faith in Allah, faith in the Holy Prophet, faith in Quran, faith in Ahlul Bayt, they are not afraid of any so-called consequences. They are not afraid because they are Husseini. They are Husseini. Nothing can stop. Nothing can stop a Husseini. We are not talking about adults. We are talking about children. Because we have example. We have example from a 6-month child till a elderly person like Habib ibn Mazahir, who was more than 70 years. And in books it's been written he was 82 years. Allahu Akbar. So examples for all. For all men, for all women, for children, for youngsters of all ages. The people, the youngsters who sacrifice from 6 years, 9, 10 years, 13 years, 17 years. There were youngsters in 20s, 27 years, in 30s, in 40s, in 50s. There were people of different ages. So we cannot bring excuses for ourselves that we cannot do this, we cannot do that. It's difficult. We will be in problem. Our problems are more than the problem of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We need to think and ponder, my dear. When you go back, just reflect these 10, 11 nights discussion which we had. That what are our responsibilities as a faithfuls, lovers and followers of Ahlul Bayt in Quran. Imam Hussein gave an example. Example of a teacher or guide. On the day of Ashura, Imam gave several sermons to the army. Before the war battle started, Imam said, wait, let me give you an advice. Then he delivered his sermon. Then he mentioned that, oh, you people, you invited me. Letters were being given. Amr ibn Sa'd said, I did not invite you, Imam. I did not invite you. He said, okay, you did not invite me. Then he asked his companions to bring the bags of letters sent by the people to invite him. Allahu Akbar. And he took the name of different leaders of different clans and tribes, that what you have invited, and now you have been afraid of Yazid and Ibn Ziyad. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. commitment firm, a person should be firm to a commitment. And see that how Imam alayhi salam gave the sermon advice, they did not accept it. While Imam was giving sermon, it was towards the end, almost a person threw an arrow towards the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So they started the first arrow, the battle, and then Imam sent one by one his companions. Allahu Akbar. Imam alayhi salam on that day, he was alone with only a bunch of his companions. There was no one that like that from big army, but Imam gave strength to his companions. On that day in the field of Karbala, you can see clearly the brave faces of companions of Imam Hussein, the brave faces of children of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, although they were thirsty. They were all tired. They were thirsty and they could not able to, maybe if we were in that situation, you could hardly bear to stand over there. And that scorching hot sun, it was difficult. Allahu Akbar. Imam gave the example of strength, that we should stand strongly against tyrants. We should sacrifice whatever we have in our possession. Imam gave an example that we should give advices and nasiha to the people who are even against us. Imam fulfilled his responsibility as an imam. Because he is not the imam only for those companions. Imam is imam for the entire world. So it was the responsibility of Imam alayhi salam even to guide those who has gone astray and on the wrong path. And in the army of Yazid, so Imam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the battle started, and one by one, companions started to give their lives. Hur ibn Riyahi was the first one to give his life and the life of his son and his slaves. Allahu Akbar. Habib ibn Mazahir, Zuhair ibn Qain, Muslim ibn Awsaja were the memorizer of Quran, was the teacher of Quran. A people came in front of him. There were a couple of guys over there from the army of Yazid. He came in front of them. One of them said, "Remember that Muslim ibn Awsaja was our teacher of Quran." Allahu Akbar. They have no mercy. They had no heart. Allahu Akbar. Although they said that he was their teacher of Quran, but they show no mercy. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They together kill Muslim ibn Awsaja, Burair ibn Khuzair, John, Allahu Akbar. Companions, they laid their lives on the field. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I don't know what was going on in Medina at that time. I don't know. There were being few people behind in Medina. who must be curious that what's going on now in Karbala. In Karbala, there was been a daughter behind Imam Hussein. There was been Ibn Abbas, companion of Prophet. There was been mother of the faithfuls, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Salama, Allahu Akbar. They must have not known that what's going on in battle at the time of Zuhur. I will say to mother of the faithfuls, I will say to Umm Salama, just wait for another few hours and you will see what's going on in Karbala. You will come to know. I will say, wait Ibn Abbas, wait for a few more hours and you will come to know that what's going on in Karbala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A lady behind the curtains who used to come every time when Imam used to bring back the body of a shaheed and used to say, ask his brother, my brother Hussein, who has given his life, who has been killed. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Zainab was counting the companions that now we have lost Habib, we have lost Hur, we have lost Burair, we have lost Zuhair. One by one, the counting was increasing and the number of companions were decreasing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But you know that Zainab have that level of comfort that whatsoever companions are going ahead, giving their lives, but my brother Abbas is still with me. She was depending on Hazrat Abbas because Imam Ali has said so on that day. You know, when Imam Ali was on his deathbed, he asked to Hazrat Zainab to come closer. Allahu Akbar. When she came closer to Imam Ali, Imam Ali first kissed on her neck. Allahu Akbar. On her neck. Then he kissed on her arms. On her arms. Allahu Akbar. She asked. My father, why you are giving a kiss on my neck near my throat? Allahu Akbar. Why you are kissing my arms? Allahu Akbar. He said, oh my beloved daughter, there will be a day when rope will be around your neck and on your arms. And Hazrat Zainab was a little girl at that time, not a young lady. Allahu Akbar. She was taken by surprise. Allahu Akbar. I have brothers like Hassan. I have a brother like Hussein. I have a brother like Abbas. Would that day will come? Imam Ali said, yes. On that day, there will be no one. Nor Imam Hassan. Neither Imam Hussein. And there will be not Abbas. Allahu Akbar. But in Karbala, Hazrat Zainab was depending on Abbas and was very curious that, is it that day that my father has promised that day will come? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. One by one, everyone gave their life. But still there was a hope. There was a ray of hope in the hearts of children who was crying, Alatash, Alatash, Alatash. Ay pyaas, ay pyaas, hai pyaas. Oh, we are thirsty. Jure ma sukhte, man ab nadari, maam nadari. Allahu Akbar. Bidun ab
بچه ها بیتابی میکردن، بچه ها بیتابی میکردن. الله اکبر، الله اکبر. وقتی که امام عباس را فرستاد، وقتی که امام عباس را فرستاد آب بیاره، یه امیدی به برای بچه ها و خانم ها الله دست اومد. جب عباس کو بھیجا تو ایک امید پیدا ہو گئی، ایک امید پیدا ہو گئی. There was a hope when Imam sent Hazrat Abbas to Furat to fetch water. But yes, Abbas was bit. His hands were been chopped off. Allahu Akbar. His entire body was with been pierced with arrows, and all the body was arrows. Ali Asghar was been buried by Imam. Now no one left in Karbala. Hal min nasir, ya hal min nasir, yansurana. Imam called this thing for help twice in Karbala. It's been mentioned some books. Imam, after the martyrdom of Hazrat Ali Asghar, again he stood on the Tile Zainabia, on that little raised mount in the where the Tile Zainabia near the where the rose of Imam Hussein is right now. Allahu Akbar. He stood on a raised place and say, Hal min nasir yansurana, hal min mughithin yaghithuna, hal min zabin an haram rasulullah. Hey, koi jo hamari madad ke liye aaye, hey koi jo ahle bait ki nusrat ke liye aaye, hey koi جو ثواب کی امید سے آئے ہماری مدد کرے، ان نبی زادیوں کی حفاظت کرے. اللہ اکبر، اللہ اکبر. امام نے دعا استغاثہ را داد و گفت کسی هست که بیاد به خاطر ثواب گرفتن بیاد از دخترهای نبی حفاظت کند. اللہ اکبر. از بچه های خانواده نبوت و رسالت حفاظت کند. هیچ کس نیومد. Nobody came forward. امام in the end, but when nobody came forward, امام in his last advice to those people, Allahu Akbar, امام said, you know what he said? Imam said, can you find anyone, a grandson of your prophet in this entire universe other than me? Is there anyone? Oh yeah, Allahu Akbar. Kasi has navay Rasul Akram Bashar, ghair azman. Allahu Akbar. Is there anyone grandson of Holy Prophet other than me? Replied Kib, no, there is no other grandson of the Prophet. Imam said, then why you want to spill the blood of the only grandson of the Prophet? Allahu Akbar. Imam said, on the day of judgment, how you will be able to face my grandfather? How you will face my father Ali? How you will show your face to my mother Zahra? How you can be able to face? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When nobody listened to Imam came back. Imam came into the camps in his tents. to say the favorable to ladies and children. Allahu Akbar. Imam said, Imam came into the camp, asked Zainab, Umm Kulsum, please bring my those old clothes which has been stitched by hands from my mother. Allahu Akbar, I would like to wear those clothes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam got ready to go into battlefield. You can imagine what have happened, because there was no one. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I would like you to go and visualize this thing. Visualize this thing. Just think about yourself. Think about yourself. If you've been me with your family, with your wife, with your daughters, with your little kids, and you have been struck in the middle of the desert, and you have been surrounded by the people, we knew that after killing you, they will loot everything what they will have hand on that. What will be your thoughts? What's going on with your heart? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When you can have that feeling for your own children, and they were the children of Husayn alayhi salam, they were the ladies of Ahlul Bayt, the pious people, the pious and devout ladies of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, yes. Maybe Hussein was afraid that after him the veils of ladies will be snatched. Allahu Akbar. Mumkin hai as Imam Hussein to fikrishin bashad ke waqti ke ushon nis tin duniya chimchi mixar تو این اهل بیت ممکنه چادرای از سر خانما بگیرن، ممکنه تازیانه بزنن. الله اکبر، الله اکبر، الله اکبر. امام حسین که شاید یه بھی ذهن خیال میں آیا ہوگا کہ ممکنه میرے جانے کے بعد ہرچے جو ان کی ہاتھ میں آئے گا لوٹ کسوٹ کریں گے، ارے بی بی کی بے حرمتی کریں گے، تازیانے ماریں گے. اللہ اکبر. Over here I would like to make just one point to my dear sisters sitting over here. Respect when you cry for the veils which were being snatched by the tyrant people. You cry for the chadar of Hazrat Zainab and Ruqayya and Umm Kulsum. Allahu Akbar. Don't you think that you should be observing hijab properly? We say we love Zainab, we love Fatima, we love Sakina, we love Umm Kulsum, we love Rubab and Ruqayya, we love those pious ladies. Allahu Akbar. But we don't care about our own hijab. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Be careful. If you would like to be the followers of Hazrat Zainab, take care, good care of your hijab. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam came into the tent and said, bring things. I would like to go to the battlefield because there is no one left. I am alone. Allahu Akbar. As the historian says, I saw the curtain going up and coming down. Curtain of the camp is going up and coming down. Later it came to my knowledge that whenever Imam wanted to step out of the tent, somebody used to come and grab his clothes and abba and said, Oh my brother, you are leaving us alone. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes little kids used to come, Oh Imam, why are you going and leaving alone? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam, whose age was 63 and he was thirsty, He was thirsty. We can't even bear for a few minutes, for a few hours, our thirst. Allahu Akbar. And Imam was thirsty for days. Imam was in the battlefield commanding and leading his companions and bringing back their bodies from battlefield. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But don't think that Imam was a weak person. Imam is Imam. Imam is Imam. Who is this Imam? He is Hussein. Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. And when he went and entered into the battlefield, people were thinking in the army of Yazid that now Imam will have no energy to fight. Imam will surrender very soon. But they were being mistaken. He's no common person. He is Hussein. Hussein. And he's a nephew. He's a grandson. He's a grandson of Holy Prophet. He's a son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. When Imam Hussein entered into the battlefield, he said, Ana Ali ibn al-Hussein. Ali ibn Hussein ibn Abi Talib. I am the son of Ali and grandson of Abu Talib. Wallah, by God, I will save the religion of my grandfather. I will save till I have life in my body. I will save. Allahu Akbar. And people who have been army of enemy who have been taken by surprise. Allahu Akbar. Imam used to stand one place on the Tala Zainabiya, and from there he used to attack and come back. And whenever he used to come back, he used to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and strength except from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to get that energy from Allah. He used to attack once at the right flank and at the time on the left, the other time on the middle, and they were taken by surprise. Imam slaughtered like his father he did in Jamal and in Nahrawan. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein showed that he is not a weak person. He is strong. Allahu Akbar. He is a son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He slaughtered more than 1200 people. 1200 people has been mentioned on his first attack. On his first attack, when he attacked, Allahu Akbar, more than 1200 people were being slaughtered. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. But Imam was also injured. And feeling tired. But now maybe he knew that the time is approaching. Allahu Akbar. He went back in his camp for the second farewell with the family members and just advised Zainab to look after the these orphans, look after these widows, look after these people who are away from their country, from their home. Hey Zainab, look after these, my family, because Sajjad is apparently, Allahu Akbar, he is sick and bedridden. Hazrat Zainab said, Oh brother, you are giving me a heavy responsibility. How I would be able to take care of all these orphans and ladies? You know what Imam Hussein must have replied? He must have said, Oh Zainab, you are not a common lady. You are a daughter of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima al-Zahra. You now, you should carry on the flag of Abbas. You should carry on with the mission. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Oh Zainab, you should accomplish the mission. You should not surrender yourself. Be strong, be firm. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. With chastity, be firm. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, this was the last funeral of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Mikhai gush bedi sunna chahte hai, sunna chahte hai. Ya akhri khuda hafizi kaisi abhi? Mikhai gush bedi in vidaye dawa mein aakhir shujur bo. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Agar dil dari, Allahu Akbar. Geriye kuni harche me koi geriye kuni. Roze geriyat, Allahu Akbar. Roze Karbala, roze Ashura. Imrod Hussein koshte shode. Allahu Akbar. Geriya kare, roya. Whatever you like to cry, because it's the time for second funeral of Imam Hussein Islam, when he wanted to leave, little children came around him and took him in their circle and said, oh Mawla, somebody said, oh Mawla, oh, you are leaving us alone. Some children said, oh my uncle, and somebody said, oh Baba, oh my father, you are leaving, on whom we will depend. Ladies came close to him and said, oh Mawla Hussein, now who will take care of us? Imam said, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. With all difficulties, when while Imam Hussein was engaged with talking and conversation with his family member, the Amr ibn Sa'd started to attack and threw arrows. With those arrows, few ladies were being martyred and got shahada. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam came out from his tent and rode on his Zuljana, on his horse, back of his horse. You know what he said? He said something in the years of Zuljana. It's a Abdul Muqarram, Abdul Razak Muqarram, in his Maqtal, he writes that he said, oh my horse, this is the last time I am giving you, I am giving you this trouble. This will not last much more. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. To Gush Jawadesh goft, ای جوان این بار آخری که به تو زحمت میدم. زلجنه کو کہا یہ آخری مرتبہ ہے کہ تجھے زحمت دے رہا ہوں. اب زحمت نہیں دوں گا. لیکن زلجنہ آگے نہ بڑھا. امام نے کیا کیا؟ تھک گیا ہے زلجنہ, کیا تھک گیا ہے؟ ارے زلجنہ نے اپنی بے زبانی میں کہا, اے زلجنہ چلو نرہ, اے زلجنہ چلو نرب. جواد اشاره کرد که بیر آقا پایین نگاه کنید. اللهو اکبر. That horse did not from there did not went forward. اللهو اکبر. He signaled that there is someone on the ground. اللهو اکبر. When امام صاد سکینہ has grabbed one of the leg of horse and saying, oh my horse, oh Zuljana, don't take my father in Karbala. Don't take my father in the battlefield. From morning I am watching that whosoever go into the battlefield do not come back alive. এই জব দে বাবা আমরা না পারি বাবা আমরা তো ময়দান না পারি আল্লাহু আকবার আল্লাহু আকবার ইমাম হুসাইন ক্লাইম ডাউন ফ্রম হিজ হর্স ইউ নো হু ইজ সাকিনা You must have little kids and daughters. You know that how sweet daughters are and how loving they are. Allahu Akbar. Especially when they are in their childhood. Allahu Akbar. They love their fathers, the Lord. And this Sakina, in Sakina, this Ruqayyah, Allahu Akbar used to sleep on the chest of his father. Allahu Akbar used to sleep on the chest of her father. No night was been there when she not sleep on the chest of his father. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam climbed down from his horse, laid down on the burning and scorching sands of Karbala and said, Ah, Sakina, this is the last time. Sleep on my chest, and after that don't cry to sleep on my chest, because you won't be able to find it. Because you won't be able to find it. And don't give challenge to your mother. Sleep beside your mother, because you won't find your father anymore. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam alayhi salam rode on the back of his horse and went into battlefield. Now this is his final attack. Allahu Akbar. He knew that. Allahu Akbar. That's why it's been said he used to see towards sky. Is there is any call is coming? Is there a voice from Allah is coming? That when to come back, when to leave this battlefield? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This injured Imam, Allahu Akbar. He attacked again on army of Amr ibn Sa'd and killed more than 2,000 people. In some books it's written that Imam has killed more than 400 people altogether. And they were surprised that how Imam can do all these things. You know what happened? What happened? Imam was so injured, is mentioned that he had more than 900 wounds on his body. More than 900 wounds. It's not 9 wounds. It's not 90 wounds. There are 900 wounds. We get a little cut. We say, oh, what happened? And my Imam was wounded. Allahu Akbar. There was a cut of sword, of dagger, of arrows. Allahu Akbar, of spears. Allahu Akbar. But Imam was there. Imam was standing there. He was Imam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Maybe the time has come. Imam came and stood somewhere to have some rest. Allahu Akbar. A cursed person, a mal'oon, a person, yeki az mal'oon, sangha ra bardar va partaa kard ke be peeshaniye Hazrat Abu Abdullah khud, ek mal'oon ne patthar uthaya. ارے زہرائے مرضیہ کے لال پر جو مارا میرے مولا کی پیشانی پر لگا خون کا فوارہ جاری ہوا. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. When his stone was been thrown, the blood started to come from his forehead just like a fountain. He took his blood, he took his blood in his palms and threw it towards the skies. Imam Jafar Sadiq said that even not a drop of a blood came down back. There were been two bloods were been sent to skies. Two skies, two bloods. One was the blood of Ali Asghar and second was the blood of his father, Imam Hussein. Allahu Akbar. A drop of a water, my blood came, did not came out, came down. And then again, for the second time, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, filled his blood with his in palm. Allahu Akbar, and put on his face and said, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, be witness that this so-called Muslims has done with the grandson of your beloved Prophet. Allahu Akbar, why? He was resting over there and doing his prayers. An arrow was being thrown by Hurmala took out the same arrow from which he has martyred the Ali Asghar. A spear, an arrow with three heads. You know, there were been different side types of arrows. There was an arrow used to go inside. You can bring it out from your front of your chest. You can bring it out from your body. But there have been arrows used to be made which cannot be bring out from the front. That special arrow of Hurmala, he threw it and it all came to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and went into his heart. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It was not possible for Imam to take out this arrow from the front of his chest. So he bent down and took out his arrow from the back of his chest. Allahu Akbar. Blood was flowing from his body. He was feeling weak. He heard a voice from sky. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna irja'i ila rabbiki raziyatan marziya. Oh my dear Hussein, come back to me, come back to me. You have fulfilled your responsibility. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My imam in occultation, my 12th imam, cries and ziyaratina yasir. My salam and salute to my uncle Hussein. My salam to Hussein, whose body was been mutilated. My salam to the Hussein who was killed thirsty. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein came down. Allahu Akbar. One of the rewards has been said. Imam Zamana says, my salam on the body which was on the saddle, on the back of the horse, nor on the ground. It was on the arrows. So many arrows were being hit to Imam Hussein alayhi salam that even his body could not come down to the ground. Ya Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam, even in the last minutes, was making dua and giving advices to his enemy. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. People came close to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, close to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. A group of cursed people came close to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When they saw that now Imam cannot pick his sword, so what these people, cursed people, did? Allahu Akbar. Some of them, they struck with their sword, and some with their daggers, some threw stones, some spears there. Allahu Akbar. The arrows into the body of Imam. Allahu Akbar. Amr ibn Sa'd said to Shimr. Shimr said to Sa'd, Iqta kalam al Hussein. Iqta kalam al Hussein. Oh Shimr, end the life of Hussein alayhi salam. End the life of Hussein alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. Imam was just lying on his back. Shimr came close to. Shimr came close to Imam Hussain alayhi salam and put his feet on his chest. Imam said, you know, I can't see you because blood is in my eyes. I can't see you, who you are, whosoever you are. This chest is the place where my grandfather had kissed me for several times. Allahu Akbar. Shimr put his dagger on the throat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Imam said, Do you know my grandfather has kissed me several times on this throat? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Over there in the camp, there was a lady who was coming on Tila Zainabia and going back. Allahu Akbar. While Hussein was fighting, Zainab had that ray of hope. Allahu Akbar. A time came when Zainab could not see. Hey, Imam Hussein, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein was lying on Karbala. Imam Zaman said, Salam to the Shaheed who has been cut off from his throat. Salam to the dried lips of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Akhri waqt tha, mere maula sajde mein the. In waqt aakhirish bood, waqt aakhirish bood. In duae aakhir mein duni chi bude, mujhe rizan be raza ek. Taslim al amrik, oh my Allah, oh my Allah. I surrender to you. My pleasure is in your pleasure. My will is in your will. Allahu Akbar. Rizan bi rizaik. Tasliman li amrik. La ma'bud as-siwaq. Ya ghiyat al-mustaghithin. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Shimr Ma'lun came close to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Took his dragon and separated and beheaded Imam Hussain from the back of his neck. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He beheaded the Hujjat Khuda. He beheaded the grandson of Prophet. He beheaded the coolness of eyes of Ali. He beheaded the bad and beloved one of Zahra. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know what happened after Imam Hussain was beheaded. Imam Hussain beheaded. His Zuljana came close to him. Allahu Akbar. They started to grab the booty. Allahu Akbar. This Zuljana came close to Imam Hussain, came close to Imam Hussain and came to his beheaded body, put some blood in on his face and went back to the camps of Imam Hussain. As-sahiyatu as-sahiyah. Allahu Akbar. In his language, he came and cried over there. The people asked Imam Sadiq, what the Zuljanah was telling to those people. They were saying, Allah qutal al-Husayn bi-arz-e Karbala. Oh my dear people, be aware that Hussain has been slaughtered in Karbala. He has been butchered in Karbala. He has been shaheed in Karbala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. All people, all ladies, they started to make wa waila, wa Muhammada, wa Aliya, wa Fatima, wa Hasana. Ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein, ya Hussein.
Allah wa lanatullah qala qawmi zalim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alladhina adhallu bayna qulubi ma'ata me husay ya husay.